Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. Today we are going to talk about choices and the power of choosing well. Manifestation has a lot to do with choosing. Almost all the time, there are tiny, tiny, tiny choices being made. And then you have bigger choices and then really big choices. Am I turning left? Am I turning right? Am I going front, this side, that side? Which side am I going? Am I having tea? Am I having coffee? What am I having for lunch today? Do I stick with my diet or don't I? Do I go to the gym or not? What should I do? I just don't know what I should really do. Many times we can make choices which are obvious, but sometimes it gets a bit confusing. And manifestation can get upset if choices are not made on time and in a way that's going to be beneficial. The ability to make choices, well, that's another thing. See, most people are driven by how they feel in a certain moment. And overriding that and making an intellectual decision can be important, very important. Law of attraction depends a lot on feeling good. It's about feeling good. However, where it comes to certain things like, should I go to the gym? And there's this feeling of not feeling good enough to go to the gym. That's when laziness takes over. Just don't feel like getting up or want to do something else. Choices like that on this level, when you have to decide to go to the gym and just feeling too lazy to go to the gym, and you're not feeling good about it, that's where you let your intellect override. And you make what we call a wise decision as to what's good for you and what's not good for you in the short run and in the long run. So feeling good is not dependent on right now feeling good. Oh, I don't feel like going to the gym. I just don't feel like getting up. Oh, I wish I could lay down here for the rest of the day and not have to lift a little finger to do anything. Feeling good under the law of attraction cannot be applied here. The feeling good has to be applied when you can get your mind out of the place of feeling lazy, and then you think of the advantages, and then you feel good about the advantages, the benefits, the results, the outcomes. This is where people get confused because they think that, oh, I should be feeling good about going to the gym, but I don't feel good, so maybe I'm not supposed to go to the gym. No, maybe you're supposed to go to the gym. And it's not that you have to apply feeling good here. You're supposed to apply it to what would be the benefit of going to the gym and then feel good about the benefit. When somebody doesn't want to go to the gym and they feel lazy, they can think of the outcome. What are the results of going to the gym? I will get better defined muscles. My legs are going to look longer and leaner and more defined. My stomach, my abs are going to get more pronounced and stronger. And I'm just going to feel good in my body. And every time I go to the gym, I'm going to feel better and better. Fictitious Jane can savor the thought of the outcome of what would happen if she goes to the gym. Even if she's feeling lazy in the current moment and really doesn't want to get up and make a move. Another way to do it is, while thinking of the outcome, even though she feels lazy right now, or upset and angry and depressed and kind of down in the dumps, and she doesn't want to get into a car, and she doesn't want to get out. What she can do is she can think of the gym itself and how it feels to be exercising in that gym. I can give you an example. I saw this really nice gym, and it has a view of a fantastic swimming pool. Gorgeous swimming pool. It has a great view, glass windows, and a great view of a swimming pool outside. It's one of those resort gyms. When I think of the gym and working out in the gym, looking at the swimming pool, I love it. I love the idea because I've been there once. I've been there twice, actually. And I loved working out on one of these machines, looking at the swimming pool, and it looks beautiful. The water's blue. I created a happy moment for me in that gym. My visuals of the swimming pool were strong in my mind. And even though I felt lazy and I just didn't want to go anywhere, the thought of that swimming pool and the thought of that machine and working out on it and looking at the pool, a visual made me want to get up and go to the gym and work out. Making a choice gets confusing, especially when people start to apply the law of attraction incorrectly. The olden days, it was about discipline. It was about, it doesn't matter if you're feeling good right now or not. You need to get up off your ass and go to the gym if you want results. That was more of discipline and being told what to do, whether you're being told what to do by an external person or your own internal commander, the captain of the ship, telling you what to do. That's different. People wanted to get over that whole approach of the authoritative way of doing things because it became tiring to be told what to do. Then there was rebellion. You had generations of people rebelling against authority, being told what to do. However, if you go by feeling good, which was what people started to feel later on, I need to feel good about what I'm doing. I shouldn't be told what to do. However, where you apply the logic of feeling good is what matters here. And that's where your choices come from. Or that's how you make proper choices. You just have to apply the feeling good to the right thing, not to how you feel right now in the body, because the body and the mind, they're subject to various forces. A lot depends on what people eat, what they've just had the previous night. It can create laziness in the body, heavy food, stuff like that. Just general laziness in the air. You know, sometimes the air outside is so lazy. You just want to cocoon. Just go to sleep. A lot of things have to do with atmospheric pressures and forces and inner feelings of discomfort and laziness and things like that. But without giving in to being told what to do by some authority higher or greater than you, you can apply feeling good to the outcomes that you may see or you will see if you do something and if you make the right choice. It's really important. People don't think of it this way. A lot of people don't think of it this way. They think feeling good is about how somebody feels right now, in this moment. In this moment, let's bring in fictitious Jane. She can help us. In this moment, fictitious Jane could be feeling angry, disgusted, upset, sad, emotional, so many things that she could be going through. And if she makes a decision in that space of feeling like that, there is no guarantee that the decision made is going to be a good one, and the outcomes from the decision may not be good. But if she applies the feeling good, like I feel good about making the decision because I see long term, I look into the future and I see something there for me. And that's why I feel good, because I'm thinking of what I'm going to get a few days, a few weeks, a few months, a few years down the lane. And it's not what I'm feeling right now, because fictitious Jane could be completely misguided by emotions and atmospheric pressures, forces she's subject to, etc., etc. Making choices, money choices, love choices, making choices in life, every day, every minute, a choice could be made and it could result in something that could be good or not so good. And it could make or break a situation, these choices. Everything is energy. And energy is constantly bombarding us all the time. There's energy bombarding us. It's coming from all kinds of places. All of these different energy representations. Let me give you an example. Let's say you go to a dance club or a strip club. There is a lot of alcohol flowing and people dancing. May not be fully clothed. That's okay. Not a problem. The kind of energy that a person is subject to from there is about having fun, being free, having a good time, not having to put up with things and not having to do things that please someone else. And in fact, these places, they kind of indicate some sort of a personal freedom where people feel that they are doing what they really want to do away from the eyes of society and the people that could judge them. Kind of represents that energy. Then you have energy of the workplace where there is discipline and people have to produce in order to continue being paid. The energy of the workplace can create a bit of fear because it's about survival and proving yourself. That's one kind of energy that someone could be subjected to. Then you have the energy of family where there is a give and a take, a feeling responsible for the lives of people in your family and doing what's good for them. And that could mean sacrificing desires. Person's own desires could be sacrificed. There are joys and there is the other side of that. Everything represents a particular energy. And then you have very, very rebellious energy. So those are groups that want people to take drugs. That's another kind of energy that a person could be subjected to. And then you had the news. Most of the news, could I say 90% and more? Would I be safe in saying that? Don't go by this number because I haven't really done a percentage thing on this. It's about what happened to someone somewhere. What happened to a country somewhere? What happened to this one? What happened to that one? And oh, there's an earthquake. And oh, there was a tsunami. And oh, there was this. And oh, there was that. And this happened. And that happened. And that's a kind of energy that a person is subjected to. And then if a person goes into a mall and into the places where there's a lot of fashion and salons, bars, that's a particular energy. The choices come from creating yourself by using these energies, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, sometimes a lot of that, sometimes none of that. It's like the artist's palette, right? Whether you've got all these various colors and you can choose whatever color you want and you can create your life, and that's manifestation. Just like an artist paints, you've got all of these energies, and you can use all of these energies in your life to create what you want. Basically, to declare who you are and to create what you want. There could be a push and pull from the past. So let's say a person has had a difficult past and then got this fantastic future, got all these fantastic things. This person's making more money and got all of these goodies available. Still, a person could be controlled by the past and not be able to make a choice to go towards the future where there are goodies waiting for him or her. There too, there's a choice being made. And some of these choices are hard to make because letting go of a difficult past and moving to a great future, looking at all the available energies, everything that's available in the world for you to choose from, will help you create yourself and the direction that you want to go in. And what you choose ultimately is what you're going to create going forward. And every time there's a choice being made, the universe is basically adjusting to your choices. From every choice, there are so many other choices that keep opening. It's like this reality. So many realities opening up just by making a choice. If someone chooses to go to the past and can't let go of the past and can't give up the sadness or whatever of the past and go towards the future, that's going to affect everything else being created going forward. Sitting right here in this minute, fictitious Jane could project her future many years down the road, many, many years. Every choice she makes now is going to open up so many more choices for her and help her go towards her destiny, because see, destiny is something that's created as you travel and as you make choices. Duty or responsibility of making the choice falls upon fictitious Jane to make it now. She has to make it. And she has to go forward in her life and can't remain rooted in the past if the past was bad. If the past was good, fictitious Jane can use a lot of information from the past to go forward into the future. Manifestation keeps happening as new realities open up again and again, and it just, the whole future is wide open for you to sit right here in your chair, in your seat, wherever you're listening to the show. Right now, you have a button in your hand. And it's got a few directions, and you can toggle and choose the directions that you're going in. And depending on what you want to do, you can decide. Right now, in this minute, it's me right now. I am Sugandhi. I'm sitting in my chair. I am you. And I'm thinking to myself, what should I do today evening? And what should I do tomorrow? Who am I going to be as a result of me choosing my activities today and then tomorrow? What is it that appeals to me? And what is it that I need to do to move in that direction? I can be happy right now, right where I am, and it's perfect. Or I can be unhappy about it. Either way, what I do going forward is what I will be seeing myself doing a few years later. Because every choice I make right now is the one that's going to open up so many more choices. And if today, what I'm going to do is eat five slices of pizza, drink that much amount of whiskey, and decide that this is what I'm going to do today, tomorrow, then what's going to happen is I might gain weight, I might be unhealthy or whatever else happens, but every choice I make right now is what's going to happen in a few years from now. Should I see what are some good choices of food or what are some good choices of activities that I can think of? And what is it that I'm declaring by choosing these activities right now? Do I want to live in a very, very sleepy town, somewhere lost in the country, and be cocooned by this energy of this town, and then see myself sitting in this town 100 years later, 20 years later? Or do I want to set up an interesting business, make it really successful, and be more interactive with the world and make a name for myself going forward? What exactly is it that I want to do right now? All my choices are going to guide me into the future. Manifestation is happening all the time. It's given. Every time we decide to be angry with someone, every time we decide to like somebody, every time we decide to be nice to someone, or every time we decide to hate something, every decision makes the next decision, makes the next decision. And yes, I can change my mind. I can change my mind. That's fine. But I would have already spent so much time not liking something which could have been good for me going forward into the future. We are moving into money manifestation now and taking a couple of minutes break. We're going to play some music. Coming back soon. We're moving into work and career. Hold on tight.
Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work.
Work. All in my brain, gold watches, gold chain, gold dollar champagne. Yeah, my money insane. Yeah, I'm making it rain. But I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here. The smirks, it's my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that. Then I sold my swag, but I don't want it back. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see, I'm in my closet for a song to rap. Was either in or out, now I'm going back. Got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I've come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder. Well, I'm going back, 'cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I've come from, the only thing we know is.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. In the previous section, we were talking about choices and how every choice that we make right now is going to result in future scenarios opening up. I was talking about how a person could be in a sleepy town somewhere and decide to make his future there and not want to get out of it. Unless something surprising happens, he might end up being there in similar circumstances, doing what he always did. In money manifestation, the power of choice is tremendous. Whatever a person thinks, whatever a person imagines for himself, is what is going to happen. It's certainly going to happen. There is no doubt about it. So there's no such thing as a wasted dream. Dreams are not wasted. What can stop the dream from happening is laziness, obstacles, and not knowing how to create properly or how to manifest properly. Money manifestation is about having the dream and knowing that all you have to do is to use the right process for you to get to the dream. But it all starts in this head of ours. This is where it starts. Everything starts. Here is where the control mechanisms are. It's a control center where everything is designed and everything is imagined into existence. You know, many things happen just like that out of luck, but that's something which is in the vibrations, because somebody who has very good vibrations will continue to attract very, very good things to him. There is less ups and downs going on, maybe more climbs, upwards, 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 but very few downs, valleys that happen. In money manifestation, it's important to have what I call a luxury mindset. We've spoken about the millionaire mindset and the billionaire mindset, but behind that is luxury mindset, is what helps the person who has money to have money. How does it happen? Seeing abundance all around you. It's just that seeing of abundance. I can tell you, there's this person I know. If you visit her home, she's got fantastic furniture. Really beautiful furniture. And whatever she does, she creates beauty around her, around her, around her. Her clothes are beautiful. Her makeup is beautiful. Her hair is beautiful. Her furniture is beautiful. Everything is classic. There's classic beauty going on in her home. Beautiful pieces of furniture, handpicked from different places in the world, all coming together to create a vision in her home. She has a luxury mindset because she sees herself in those surroundings. She chooses every time her mind makes a choice. Every time her mind makes a choice. So let's say her mind's here and it says dark and gloomy, beautiful. She chooses automatically. This is like not even an instant. Beauty, 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 beauty. That's all she chooses. And that's how her mind works. She creates this around her. And then her energy keeps attracting more and more and more to her. She's always attracting money. Money has never been a problem for her. She always attracts money to buy whatever she wants to buy. It just comes to her. Just like that. Because all she can see is beauty. She can't see herself in a bad situation. She can't. Her mind will not go there. And her body will never take her there. Certainly. Her energy system has so much of this beauty clouding it, literally. Tons of beautiful things inside her aura, that her aura incorporates all of this beauty. And wherever she moves, you can just imagine this huge aura of hers. And it's full of beautiful things. Beautiful clothes, beautiful furniture, beautiful home, beautiful cars. Wow. Beautiful hair, beautiful makeup, beautiful everything. Wherever she walks in this aura of beauty, and that's all that there is. Because her mind and her brain is so full of all of these things. And money manifestation has to have a luxury mindset. Seeing beauty everywhere, creating beauty everywhere. Because to create beauty, money has to flow. There is a direct correlation between the creation of beauty and money. Creation of beauty and money. We were talking of people with billionaire mindsets. Why do they become billionaires? It's because, one, they put themselves in the situation and around people who can help them become billionaires. And two, they have no shame in declaring that and seeing that for themselves. And whenever they think, they only think in terms of, oh, I like that hotel. It has fantastic service. The rooms are great. And I don't mind spending a ton of money on that because I see myself in their suite somewhere. I see myself traveling in this car, and I see myself doing these things, and I see myself going on these holidays, and the mind just keeps seeing this for itself and its experiences. It's very, very important to realize that your goals are your own goals and nobody should affect them. And in fact, if you go on the path of your goals, that's when you can actually make a difference to the people that you love and give them what you would like to provide for them. Talking of money manifestation, if you set up your business and you find that a lot of people are not coming into your store and are not taking your product, look around your business and see what's happening. Is it that you're providing the best possible service? Or is it just that you started something and kept your fingers crossed that it should just take off? Do you see your product or service actually doing what it should do for people? Or is it a half-hearted attempt? If you take an actress or an actor, and this person wants to make it big in the industry, but is providing a kind of a half energy, towards what he really wants to do, and that is make people happy, and is not providing everything that he can to make people happy, what happens is sooner or later, this actor or actress gets stopped in his tracks or he goes down in rating. His purpose should be to provide whatever it is that he thinks that the audience wants from him and the best possible version of himself. That's what makes the difference between somebody who's very, very successful and somebody who's not successful, because this person aims to please. The only thing going through this person's mind is, when somebody looks at me and I'm on screen, what is the experience that this person is going to get? What does this person see? And if he likes what he sees, that's when he's going to buy more of me. That's when the word is going to get out. That's when everybody's going to find out that I even exist, that I have an effect on the audience. This is true for everybody who wants to be successful in life, whether it's a business, whether it's a job, whether it's an acting career or a singer. Yes, the ego is involved. You want to feel good about it. But this is not just about writing that one song or singing that one song or singing a song which never gets out into the world, literally. What happens is, a lot of people, they have an artist in them. They just want to let the artist out. They kind of feel happy from just creating. They've recorded a song. They've written a book. They have acted in some small movie. Whatever it is that they did, their feeling of being creative is now acknowledged because they have created. What is it that they've created, and is what they're creating making a difference in the world? And by difference, I'm not saying it has to change the world, save everybody. It's not about that. It's about whatever it is that your creative juices were meant to do. Even if it's just making people happy, even if you're a dancer and you're dancing really well and people come watch the dance and they're really happy about it, it's when those creative forces go out and you see yourself having an effect on people. What is it that people want? What is it that you're giving them? Keeping a balance between what they want and what you want to give. But keeping your eye on the outcome, on the results, on the consequences of your actions. That's when there is a successful product or a successful person, because this person has identified that The world needs something from me, and I'm going to give it to them. Keeping in mind, of course, my own thoughts of who I am and what I allow myself to do. But it's not that I've allowed my creativity to come out and now it's in a little box and then it's hidden somewhere underground. And all I've done is to indulge the creativity in me. Manifestation and the law of attraction identifies this in a person. If all you want to do is create, then what you've created is now out into the world, but it's kind of hidden somewhere. The universe identifies that all you wanted to do was to feel creative and create something. The next step is putting it out into the world and seeing yourself be successful. The universe sees that and it dances its dance with you and allows you to get out there and be really, really successful. The universe is always trying to dance with you. It's always trying to give you what you want, whatever your dream is, whatever it is that you're creating in your mind. So if you see yourself standing on the stage and there are so many people around you, listening to you, looking at you dance, that's what's going to happen. The audience will come from somewhere. There are a lot of people in this world, literally billions of people. And the audience is going to come. There's no shortage of people. But do you want those people around you? Or are you secluded? Are you a recluse? Do you just want to be in your little shell and not feel discomfited by the thought of so many people literally enjoying what you're doing and enjoying what you're saying, enjoying everything that you put out there in the form of your creativity? This applies to businesses. This applies to everybody. It's not just about creating a product and maintaining a very, very low profile and it's kind of hidden somewhere under the carpets in some deep dark tunnel, but it's about getting your stuff out there so that everybody can see it and everybody can enjoy it and everybody can have a really, really good time with you and dance this dance with you. That's joyful manifestation, where you see yourself joyfully manifesting every little thing that you wanted to always do. And it all starts with your dream. We are stepping into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We're going to be listening to some music, 2 or 3 minutes. We'll be back soon. Hold on tight.
So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teaching you about how sprung I got you. Only show me you can work it, baby. No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Just between me and you, yeah. Give it to me, baby.
nice and slow. Climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips are slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on. And popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. We were talking about making choices in your life, making choices in business, seeing yourself go out there and do things. The same thing applies to relationship, soulmate manifestation. What is it that you're choosing to manifest for yourself? I was talking to this client and she's in love with this person. He was her boyfriend. Then he decided he wants to break it off with her. Is helping her get him back. Things are going really well for her. And now she suddenly meets someone who she finds attractive. And who's giving her a little bit more than what her boyfriend gave to her. She is at a crossroad. She needs to choose between boyfriend, the man that she's loved for so many years, who right now is not giving her what she wants, a new man who wants to date her and take her out and show her a good time and possibly take her where she wants to go. It's so hard to be in this place where you have someone in the past and then you have someone who can take you possibly into a great future. And the person in the past could be holding you back from experiencing whatever it is that you really want to experience. And then the person in the future, well, there's no guarantee, correct? He could be promising you so many things, or he could be attractive, quote unquote. But in which direction is she going to go? Feeling good about what she does is important here, but not feeling good or bad from the place of being angry with something, but feeling good from seeing the outcomes that she wants to see. And that goes back to her dream. What is it that she dreamt of? What was her original dream? Manifestation work according to your dream. Let's say there is fictitious Jane and she met fictitious Jack and she's been with Jack for some time. But in her original dream, in all her dreams, maybe even after that, she's probably spent some time dreaming about this and that and being treated this way and being treated that way. And the universe has recorded every dream. And it's taken the gist of all these dreams. Just when she thinks she and Jack are okay, what can happen, somewhere in all the dreams, she thought of this Adonis. This gorgeous man. And in all her dreams, he keeps coming through somewhere or the other. And she sees him and she's in love with him and her heart is full of love. And oh my God, I just want to hold him. And he appears out of nowhere. Just when she's okay with Jack, Where did this come from? And why am I feeling this way about this person? Where did he come from? Well, the universe was listening. Her aura had the contents of all of these dreams, and her aura energy was going out there and bringing things back to her. And when she least expects it, and she's okay with Jack, it's not like she and Jack are really having a bad time or fighting every day, even if she is or she's not. Let's say that they're having an okay time and they're fine. Suddenly this Adonis appears and he is making her heart race so fast. And she doesn't know what to do. Oh God, I did not ask for this. Why did you bring me this guy? He's so cute. What do I do? What about Jack? What am I supposed to do? I can't leave Jack. Jack's been good to me. He's been so nice to me. Blah, 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 blah. Somewhere in the dreams, all of this was created. The universe is not going to allow someone in one place, save a Jack, when the dreams were projecting Adonis, Adonis, Adonis. It's coming out of fictitious Jane. Beep, 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 beep. Those beeps are going to be caught by some Adonis somewhere. He's going to come riding, you know, on his horse. It's just going to happen. And then people are like, prize, fictitious Jane. Oh my God, I never asked for this. And now I have no idea what to do. But this Adonis is driving me mad. Fictitious Tom is the Adonis here. He's driving me mad. And I can't focus on Jack anymore. And this is happening and that is happening. And oh my God, all of this is going on. That's where fictitious Jane has to sit still for some time and use the principle of feeling good. What is it that makes her feel good? Oh, was it spending those mornings having pancake breakfast with Jack? Quiet summer evening with Jack? Playing Monopoly with Jack? Or doing some other activity, talking about finances with Jack? Is this the source of her feeling good? Or is looking at a Mr. Greek God here, could be from any country, but he could still be a Greek God. Here, is that what makes me happy? And so the feeling good thing should be applied, and she should see it's not just Adonis as he is right now in his body, but the various branches that come from all of these thoughts and all of these decisions that she's going to make and all of these choices that come from everything. Like, what is it that makes her feel really good? Does she see herself playing Monopoly with Jack for the next, I don't know how many years? And continuing to have that life. Nothing's good, nothing's bad. It's not about right or wrong. It's just about choices. And the fact that all of the dreams that have gone on about Mr. Adonis over here has called him into current reality. And that's why the challenges are starting. And that's why there's a manifestation challenge now. And people feel compelled to rise up to the challenge or fall. This happens to so many people at so many levels, at the personality level. People could be wanting to be Simple Jane, and then they end up having this absolutely great life. And it's all happened because of some level of dreaming that's been happening, and consciousness is the one that's attracting everything. And you want to take a risk, and you want to fly towards these opportunities and grab them with both hands and take off. It's okay, because life is supposed to be lived, correct? Happily. And unless you've taken a risk, with a bit of security, of course, but how will fictitious Jane ever know where she wants to go and what's happening? Soulmate manifestation. A soulmate could come in any body. Even the most simplest of Janes could attract an Adonis. Or the most simple of Toms could attract this ravishing beauty, or any permutation and combination that could possibly happen. And soulmate manifestation is about seeing that all of your dreams and choices have brought you to this current place where you can now make another choice and go towards your future. Your dream man could be just around the corner, no matter what situation you're in right now. Even if you don't have somebody with you right now, and you've just met this astonishingly fantastic man that you want, you can manifest him into your life, because a committed relationship is very much in the cards for you. It's a big possibility, because even him coming into your life is coming from your attraction factor that you've had going for you. To think that someone who's fantastic could not be interested in you, it doesn't help, because all of this has been created from the energy that you've been projecting for so long. Having the confidence to go towards your dreams and not fall back on the past, but to go towards your future, is very, very important, because that could be your soulmate in that heavenly body right now.
Hey, Sugandhi, you forgot to mention to the listeners that Podbean recently featured the Joyful Manifestation Show on their website alongside Oprah Winfrey's masterclass.
Thank you, John, for reminding me. It's amazing. Just before the show happened, I saw a Range Rover and it had the word "rock it." It's fantastic to see positive messages. This is a message from my nephew.
Positive energy always takes over a negative energy.
Oh, that's really fantastic. What's your name?
Ananth.
I'm just hiding!
He's shy now. That's fantastic, Ananth.
This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show. We will be back in a couple of weeks' time. And in the meantime, certainly take a look at your choices and see what is being manifested. If you want more information, you can go to joyfulmanifestation.com or soulmatemanifestation.com. Take care and have a wonderful rest of the day. Talk to you soon.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.